Hey, let's talk some football with a man that's got his eyes on the Ravens and the Texans tonight. Matt Millen joins us from ESPN. Hey, Matt, you're on with Scott and Jeremy.
What's going on, guys? How are things?
Well, we thought we'd bring in the expert here.
Let me know when he shows up.
The Texans, obviously, they can lay a 35 on you, but they can give up 40, I guess. Nothing boring with those guys.
Yeah, and you know, I think, obviously they've been running the football well with Aaron Foster, and they have Andre Johnson on the outside, and Schaub can put up some numbers, but defensively they've been up and down. They're not very good against the pass. Against the run, they're decent. They have a younger defense. I think when they lost DeMeco Ryan at the beginning of the season, that hurt them. They had Cushing out at the beginning, then they tried to put him in the middle. That didn't work. They moved him back outside, and he's starting to play like Brian Cushing again, so that's the good news. But Mario Williams is hurt. He's not 100%. I had him against the Eagles on the last Thursday night game, and heck, we didn't even know he was in the game. He's got a sports hernia, so he's not the same. Their biggest problem is they fall behind in games. They don't start very well. Then they get behind, then they try to mount a comeback, and then they've been falling short. So I think the recipe for success for Baltimore tonight is a fast start, and I think that with the Raven defense, if you get points at their back, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, am I putting too much stock in the teams that come off of Thursday nights and kind of have that extra rest to get ready for a game, like a mini bye? They seem to have played well for the most part.
Yeah, you would think so, and especially at this time of the season. You know, that extra 3 days, that's a big deal. You get, you can able to rest your body a little bit more. You kind of study a little bit more. You kind of get your mind right, especially for, for Baltimore right now. The Ravens, they're gonna make a run here. And they'll have as good a chance as anybody. And so they need to get healthy, and they need to be on the same page, and I think that could help.
Hey, Matt, it's, I guess, not unusual, but there's no question that the hottest team in the NFL right now is New England. They just look like champions. Whether they can maintain that from now through the playoffs, that's the question. But what do you see when you look at that Patriot machine?
I think right now you see a healthy Brady. You know what really happened, you guys? You guys probably have talked about it, but I think when you looked at the game on Monday night a week ago, with Tom Brady against the Jets, Sanchez, you saw the value of a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that in this league, we are so quarterback dependent. And when you have one of the few dominant players who can dominate that position, it really doesn't matter what your supporting cast is. You could have taken Brady and put him with the Jets, and he would have done the same thing.
And
so I think... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Matt, now more than ever from when you played, because the rules are all skewed that way, too.
Well, you just hit a home run. I said this when I was on the competition committee, and Ozzie and I would talk about it all the time, and it doesn't get talked about, and I'm going to tell you this, I know this as much as I know anything. When they started putting the rules in, with all the hits on the quarterback, they took an essential part of the old game away. And that is this. There was a time when you played a quarterback and you would beat the snot out of him and you could see if he could take it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that part is gone. So you get a guy like, hey, let's go back. Johnny Unitas, that guy could take a beating. Bradshaw, my God, you could beat him with a 2x4. You could take some of these. Burt Jones was a stud.
Yeah.
You could beat these guys up, and they just got more mad, and they played better.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys now, you hit them, like, you turn around and look right at the, and it's the game and the rules. You can't blame them. As soon as they get hit, they turn and look at the referee like, hey, there should not be a penalty. I mean, that's our game, so that's the way it is, so that's the rules we got to play by.
Hey, Matt, looking at the Green Bay Packers, they lose by 4 points this week. It's the most they've lost by the entire season, but the tough loss because of losing Aaron Rodgers, and we won't know until the middle of this week whether or not he'll play. I think they might be, I mean, you can make a case for them being the best team in the NFC or one of the best teams for the way they played in their games, but this is a team that could be on the outside looking in.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to what we were just talking about. We are a quarterback-dependent league. And if you have one, you have a chance. And if you don't have one, boy, your chances go way down. And Aaron Rodgers is one of the elites. I mean, he's, in 2 short years, he has come a long way. He's in control. He knows where the ball goes. He's the guy. They don't have him, they have a major problem because their defense isn't as strong this year as it was a year ago.
Matt Millen with us on The Fan. He's covering the Ravens and the Texans tonight down in Houston. One of the reasons we love this game, I guess, Matt, is you never know what you're going to see on any given game. And Sal Alossi, a strength coach, got a little more involved than he should have over the weekend. You've probably seen some crazy stuff in your times, but how about that?
Well, look, I got to tell you guys, that was an old Raider rule.
Yeah, right.
When I came into the league, when I saw that yesterday, I laughed out loud because the old rule was if anybody ever came to the sidelines, the rule was you weren't allowed to let them off.
kind of like hockey if you take them over the boards, right?
Exactly. So by any means necessary. So I saw Sal standing there, and he just kind of leaned in with that knee. And I started laughing, and that's kind of the competitive nature of not only the players in the field, but throughout every organization. Hey, guys want to win. Guys want to win, and they're willing to trip a guy if they have to, or knee somebody in the quad if they have to, or, you know, they just happen to get caught on camera, but I thought it was funny.
Hey, Matt, I love the pregame show and what you guys are doing on ESPN. I wanted to ask you, what's Steve Young going to teach you about football tonight? Yeah, I mean, it seems like you guys, it's fun watching you guys because it seems like on most of the stuff that you're going to be opinionated on, you guys are on the opposite side.
Keep him in his place.
Yeah,
yeah, well, it's funny you mention that because I was just eating off his plate and he got mad at me. But, no, the youngster, I've known Steven forever. You know, we played together in San Francisco. The guy ate it. My wife is here tonight in Houston with me. And so Steve would literally, I would go to work, I did practice, he would call my wife, tell her what he wanted for dinner, and then I would drive back to him from practice to hit to my house, and he'd tell me what we're having. I'm like, how do you know? And he's like, I told your wife this morning, this is what we want. So for years, I've known the youngster for years, and I love the guy.
Hey, Matt, I got to ask you about your coach. Here's Joe getting ready for another bowl game. The guy from Florida, it's his last game. He's got to step out, but Joe's rolling at 84. A little bit about what he meant to you then and today.
Well, I mean, you know, Coach Paterno has been, now he's past iconic. I mean, the guy's a legend. I've always said this, and I still think he does a good job, although he's not the same guy. You know, he's lost some energy.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there all the time. He's turned a lot of the things over. But Joe is one of the best preparatory coaches that I've ever been around, and I have been very fortunate to have been around some great coaches and great staffs and great systems from San Francisco and Oakland to Washington with Gibbs to Paterno in terms of preparation. Was as good as there ever was. And that's why his teams always did well in bowl games, except for 78 when we got beat, but who remembers that?
I kind of think with those Coke bottle glasses, the Coke bottle glasses he has on that he can see into some of these kids' souls and actually convince them to come to Penn State. I mean,
well, now he got his eyes fixed.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, and those Coke bottles, they're thin now, and he just wears them. I think they're kind of like a prop. I think he thinks of his takes his glasses off, his nose might fall off, so I'm not sure.
Hey, you didn't take me back to Barry Krause, did you? Did you go Barry Krause on me?
Did.
Yeah.
And every time I see Barry, he lights up.
You're a good memory for him.
Hey, yeah, they had a heck of a game.
Two things before we let you move on here. Brett Favre, whether it's over or not, a little bit about him getting to 298. You've witnessed most of his career. And then the other thing, give us a couple of keys as you see in this Raven-Texan game tonight. What could decide it?
Well, I think for Brett Favre, that goes beyond. When you think about that he played that long at that position, which I believe is the toughest position in all of sports, not only mentally, but physically, some of the toughest players I've ever been around have been quarterbacks. And then consider how he's played. I mean, he has played on the edge for 20 years. And he's been a gunslinger, and so he just takes a ton of chances. And it's amazing that he's lasted this long. And knowing Brett, he would think, next week I'll start another streak. So my hat's off to him. I think it's phenomenal. As far as the game goes tonight, I think the Ravens have to start fast. They've got to be able to run the football effectively because I think they'll throw the football well. And I think if they do that and get points at the at their back, I think they'll come away with a victory.
I hate saying a team lucked into it, but how would you like to have a find like Arian Foster? I don't think people talk about him enough for what he's done this year.
Oh, Foster's had a great year, and he's a big kid. And he's just learning how to play in this league. I mean, he's just starting to get it. You know, this the way they run their offense is kind of the old Denver stuff with that one cut. It's a zone scheme. And you watch tonight, he'll start running, and then he'll stick that foot in and come right downhill. One cut running, and he does it well. And he's just, like I said, he's just learning it as he goes. And heck, the kid's got almost 1,300 yards now. So he's had a great year.
Hey, Matt, one more. But the fact that you were an executive and a player and you understand both sides in this labor management thing, give us your take, the future of the game that we all love. Are we in trouble?
No, I don't think so. I think we're seeing a lot of posturing. I think both sides know exactly where they stand. I think they know that the pie is a big enough pie that can be cut into a lot of different pieces. But, hey, the devil is always in the details.
Mm-hmm.
And so the wording could change a bunch of things. Like what happened the last time when we went from defined football revenue to total football revenue, that changed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you change a couple words, I think we'll be fine, and I think cooler heads will prevail.
Matt, thanks for your time. We'll be watching tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
All right. ESPN's Matt Millen. You also hear him on the Thursday night NFL Network game.